We are celebrating National Celery Month.
All right.
It's
good with cheese or peanut butter.
Or ranch.
One of my salt. I used to put salt. When I used to eat salt as a kid, you'd put salt in those things.
That's really not a food worth celebrating.
Yeah, one of my least favorite raw vegetables.
Right. Who do you know that gets that excited about celery?
If I see it with cheese whiz at a party, I'll eat some of those.
Well, yeah.
I mean, all the crap we celebrate nationally.
I was going to say. I'm not picking on celery. More than most. I think it's actually more than most.
We celebrate everything. Yeah. But,
I think celery is actually more than most.
Say you have to narrow it down to just 10 foods that you can celebrate. Celery.
We can't. We have 365
celery
days.
Celery would not be one of them.
No.
It's not in your top 10 celebrating foods.
Nope.
I don't know. I'd need to see a complete list.
And even if there's ranch with it.
That's pretty good too, man.
But on a raw vegetable tray, that's the last thing I'm going for. Yeah. I don't care what else is there.
I'm with you.
I'll do
it's
carrots.
Stir fry.
Carrots.
It's you know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
It's great. And stuffing.
Yeah.
It's
you chop it up. You're right. You chop it up. I'm with media. You're giving celery a bad name, man.
It's a scoop.
Yeah. You're right. You chop that stuff up. It's in everything.
Oh, it's great.
I don't mind it that way.
It's a they call it a mise en place.
It's in with your chicken salad sandwich. Has a little chunks of celery in there.
Yeah,
it's excellent. Come on, I want a piece of celery.
Celery.
Now. Actually, I want a chicken salad sandwich now. I want a chicken salad sandwich now with celery.
Yeah, a lot of dill in it.
Oh,
that sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But I'll go cauliflower, broccoli, bell peppers, whatever. I'll dip that in the ranch before I have to go to the celery.
You're a celery snob.
But you can dip the celery in the peanut butter.
Well, that's good too.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah,
it just doesn't have a lot of taste.
No,
that's why you put peanut butter and cheese whiz on it. Everything we talked about, we put it with something else.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I use it as a shovel. You don't eat it on its own.
All right, there you go, Craig. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well,
we argue the important things.
Finally.
I thought celery was getting a bad name there.
Another unimportant thing.
Yeah, we got plenty of those.
Yeah. Chris Evans. Apparently that's Captain America.
Oh, okay. I know who he is, yeah.
He got involved in the ranking his favorite potato chips.
Oh, he stirred some stuff up with this.
He stirred some stuff
up
with
social media.
Yeah, now what?
Like brand names or flavors?
Both. There is the grab bag that you get.
Yes,
you know the small bags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love those.
Okay, well, there's six different kinds of chips in there.
Yeah.
And they had to rank those six chips specifically.
That grab bag usually involves Doritos, too. Do they count those as chips?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Doritos
yeah.
Chips?
Yeah.
Okay, got
yeah,
it.
All six. There's six things in there.
Okay, what are they?
They are, in no particular order, the two Doritos, nacho cheese and Cool Ranch.
Right.
Right. There's also two Lay's potato chips, the original and the barbecue.
Got it.
And then there's Fritos and Cheetos.
Yeah, why are they mad at him? Because
They're not mad. He's he just ranked it. It was which is your favorite, and he got into the debate of which was his favorite.
Well, my personal, the last two are the ones that they'd be fifth and sixth on that list.
What was that?
Cheetos,
Cheetos, Fritos?
Fritos. Oh, I love
fifth
Cheetos.
And sixth.
Right. Really,
but I like chips and Doritos better than those two. I don't hate those, but you're. Any kind of chip or any kind of Doritos, I'm going to eat over Fritos or...
I would go barbecue, Cool Ranch Doritos, Original Lay's, and then the regular Doritos, and then the other two are tied for last.
I might go that way, too.
Yeah.
I might go that way exactly that way,
Cheetos
too.
Cheetos is probably top three for me. The crunchy Cheetos, I love those.
Yeah, I don't think these are the crunchy ones.
No, these are. The ones in the little grab bag, they're the crunchy ones, not the puffy ones.
So why are they mad at him? Because we're about to get mad at each other for this.
Exactly. for that reason. Right. That's how mad they are at him.
Because that's what people do. That's why they make these lists, so people can argue about it.
Okay.
You know, and have fake little fights.
Yeah, now, of course, you all are wrong.
No, Todd and I are right.
The correct answer.
No, we just gave you the correct answer.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you did.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm sure you did.
Believe me, if Tyler and I come to a consensus on something.
It has to be. It never happens.
It's the law of the land.
But she's right. It's barbecue chips for me first.
There's no. There's no way.
Yeah.
The barbecue lays are towards the bottom.
All right, so it's
merciful days.
It's the law of this room.
No. I've never been one of those people.
Well, I don't know if I like the... insubordinate tone.
You're fired.
That's all we need.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We fired him.
Yeah, why?
I can't fill in.
Because Todd and me and Todd agreed on the list of chips, and he disagreed. We will not have insubordination on this program.
And he brought up celery.
If that's the reason we do fire someday, that should be the reason. It shouldn't be anything important.
Why'd you leave your last job?
It should be something really stupid.
Philosophical differences about what?
First of all, we'd walk in and
barbecue
say,
potato
we
chips.
Want them fired, and Jim would say, no, we're not firing them. And we go, damn it.
Then we just have to figure out somebody else we can stick in that room.
Exactly. Damn it. No, you got to work with them. Yeah, damn
and,
it.
And Todd, that might have just backfired on you because people just realized you gave them a top six list.
There is six.
And now they want your cookie list because they realize you can do it.
Well, given No. This is different because
he
was
listed,
just given six, right. And he had to put them in order.
Give me six, and I'll rank them.
Yeah,
but not
nobody's giving you five cookies and ranking.
Not from the infinite world of cookies.
All right, well, just
that is different.
Yeah,
you gave them a list, and now they're wanting more.
Yep,
I don't think so.
Well, one emailer is.
No, I got a call and a text.
The correct answer is that the nacho cheese Doritos and the Cheetos are tied for the top spot.
Cheetos is not a chip.
I could agree with that.
Really?
Cheetos is like just...
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they are tied for the
Cheetos
top spot.
Cheetos are disgusting.
Yeah, no, they're not. Cheetos are great.
Right. Three and
what are you,
six.
Five?
Yeah,
Cheetos are
whatever.
Awesome.
Is your penis orange after that? Usually it is.
Well...
Depends
if I'm lucky,
what you're watching.
Actually, I'm kind of lucky. Take
depends
care of yourself.
Depends on where you are and what you're hauling.
Where you at and what you're watching.
So why is he in trouble? I don't get this.
No one's in trouble. Oh, I don't know where you got this.
You said Chris Evans is taking crap for his list.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what was his list?
The same reason that we're all taking crap for our list.
Yeah, playful crap.
Yeah, but you asked me.
Right. It's the same reason that they put lists up, so we can have spirited little arguments like this.
Yes.
That's why I like Who's Cooler. I'm just right, and nobody else is wrong. That's why I'd much rather have that game.
Yeah, I got an email from someone. Who was telling me how you were wrong, and they just don't understand the game.
No. The game is, I'm right, you're wrong. If you agree with me, you're right.
Right.
Yeah, you can be right.
I don't even engage those people because
they're wrong.
They don't understand.
They don't get the game.
Right.
Keep it up. I live for those emails.
Chris Evans, the way he answered this was, he said, the correct answer is... Cool Ranch, number one. Number two, Cheetos. Number three, Nacho Cheese Doritos.
He
number four,
chips.
Fritos.
Chips are chips.
Number five, the barbecue
chips.
Lays. Number six, the original Lays.
Nah,
and
wrong.
Then he said, I will not be taking questions.
So he's the king of chips. All right.
But you can't blame someone. On a deal like this...
Oh, I know. I've seen
those
before.
Just an opinion. All you need is somebody's opinion.
And I don't want opinions on who's cooler either.
Well,
and you give them
they don't count.
They don't count, right? So I'm with Chris Evans in that way.
Yeah, of those six, the Fritos are like a distant six.
Oh, they're totally six. They're six for me completely.
Unless you throw in the chili cheese Fritos, then those are much better.
Well, they would pass the Cheetos for me.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's not an option.
No, no.
You can't start making up your own choices.
I think some of those grab bags have the chili cheese Fritos.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm looking at a grab bag you can buy on Amazon right now, and instead of the barbecue chips, it's the sour cream and onion.
Well, see, now that's a game changer for me.
Yeah.
I like the sour cream and onion.
I'll show you a grab bag here during the break.
Thanks.
All right.
You pick your favorite.
Seen it. Not interested.
Left or right. And you have two choices.
And one of them is wrong.
Yes, I'll tell you if you grab the wrong one. The other one will get jealous real quick. So make sure they're equal.
All right, so... There's the.
We're going to be reading emails all freaking day about those that chip list.
Yeah.
But Todd and I are right.
No. You just couldn't be more
wrong. You're fired, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
None of us really care that I'm fired.
I've never even said that. Okay.
You okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Well, I better get going.
I'm going to finish this up first.
All right. After Friday, maybe. Then come back Monday and we'll talk.
I'm not coming back Monday.
The Monday after that, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. And then you're suspended for a week.
Thank you.
You're getting Friday at 10.
Okay. Can we do it at 9?
Yeah, we can. I'd like to do it at 9.
Wow. And we'll need you to fall in line.
It's not often you hear, you're fired. All right, then.
Yes.
It wouldn't be the first time I've said that.
You know, I believe that. I totally believe that.
I'll let that go.
And I'm going to
guess. Like, cool.
Right. He's not the first one to say that after hearing that.
No.
All right, then.
All right, then.
Yeah. All right.
What are you going to do?
Now somebody's giving me a list of cookies.
Are they giving you five? It's top five cookies. It isn't six.
I'm guessing that not all of the cookies that you can think of that you like.
Yeah, but if they give them a list, you might have to make a list. If they give them the list, but that's not the way they're supposed to be. You're just supposed to give us your five favorite cookies.
But two of them, if I were to just pull them out of every cookie available,
right.
Two of them would be on there.
All right.
See, because I think
don't even give us those
chocolate chip.
I like the
double chocolate chip.
I like people
are
just
kind of the same thing.
They are. Right. They are the same thing.
No, because I think he's talking a chocolate cookie with chocolate chips. Your basic
variation on it. It's a variation on
it. It's a variation.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too close.
But they're not the same thing.
Mm.
Too closely related.
In this list, they would be the same thing. You want separate, different cookies, right?
Yeah.
Boy, that's that's gripping too.
Vanilla wafers in there.
Oh, I like those. I don't eat them enough.
Underrated.
I don't eat them very much either.
They're very underrated because they were so simple, and there was a whole box of those.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know if I can count them as a cookie.
They are cookies.
Are they?
Yeah. Or, well, they say
they're shaped like a cookie. They eat like a cookie.
Right, yeah. But they're wafers.
Wafers.
Oh man, you can buy those cheap ones, like the off brand ones, are like 37 cents for
really?
A big old box, but they're all broke.
like the guy buying them.
Yeah. Right. So I'm telling you, you get that, some whipped cream, little thing of whipped cream, and some bananas, and just mash that all together.
God.
It is like $1.15, and it's a great dessert.
$1.15 worth of heaven.
How much does a weed cost?
Well, that's why I only got 37 cents for vanilla wafers. I can't get the Nabisco brand.
But I'm thinking that,
I know, I got my priorities.
If I'm high, that's really good. That's good sober.
You can even break
high.
A little chocolate in there, too.
Oh.
Look out.
Would that be better with Cool Whip, or is that out of the budget?
Cool.
I like the fat-free name brand or off-brand stuff because it's, you know, like 87 cents.
Yes. I think I might go with ice cream instead of the Cool Whip.
Oh,
yeah, you can do that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat that too quick, get a headache, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Freeze brain.
Get the freeze brain.
That's way out of the budget, though, if you're talking ice cream here.
Well, you're adding weed.
Yeah, ice cream gets expensive.
It's the after weed budget.
I think Cool Whip is fat-free, but I think it's a little more expensive than what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't think you're worried about fat-free if you're eating vanilla wafers, bananas, and chocolate in the morning.
I don't worry, but I do like fat-free stuff.
Those are three things I
masturbate to.
Yeah, I would like to.
Now, does Cool Whip still disappear at your house?
No, that was one guy stole that.
One guy stole that?
I thought it was one girl.
It was my daughter and wouldn't admit it.
The Cool Whip bandit.
Yeah. She had to figure she was going to get caught eventually.
And she did.
Yeah. But, you know, when they're six or seven, they think they can get away with everything.
She pissed me off.
And it was that long ago, wasn't it?
Oh, they were eight and six, maybe.
That was just
maybe.
A few years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Well, maybe that was when you told the story.
Yeah, I think it was longer ago than you think.
Yeah, now they would just flip me off and say,
we were in this studio.
Shut up, old man, I ate it. That's what they would do now. And Ryder would punch me and it
hurts. Yeah, I ate it all. What are you going to do about it?
Freaking hurts.
You know what you can do about it? Go out and get some more.
He just randomly punches me now, like in the shoulder. And I get bruises. You know, they're just really hard punches.
Yeah.
And we were at the grocery store with my wife the other day, and he was in one of those kid moods, which is jacked up. Running down he punched me really hard, and I turn around and punch him back. Then he punches me, and I realize we're punching each other in a grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they could probably stop us and maybe ask us to leave. We should probably, they might not think we're joking since you have a beard. Really?
There's that,
Sorry, puss.
Screw that.